1835, 1910, never existed. Is he living or is he dead? A story without an end. I'm only a stranger here. I'm only a stranger here. At last, Smith returned, recounting the fairy tale about a little boy who owned a beautiful songbird, which he loved very much but often neglected. The conversation now turned into a story. As he rode along, a gust of wind blew his hat off his head and across the mud-filled ditch. He turned into a narrow tree-covered trail and immediately froze.
That the merit of every great unknown and neglected artist must and will be recognized.
A terrible feeling didn't come over him. And something didn't seem to whisper to him, is it right? And then he didn't kneel down alone and promise never to be wicked anymore. No, Jim ate that jam, put the tar in the jar, and laughed. Poor George Wilson, the moral boy, the good little boy of the village, who always obeyed his mother and never told an untruth. No one appeared to make Jim into an honest, God-fearing, upstanding, moral young man. Nothing bad ever happened to him. He did not get sick or bitten by a dog when he ate too many of the farmer's stolen apples, and did not shoot off three or four fingers when he stole his father's gun and went hunting on the Sabbath. So you see, there never was a bad James in the Sunday school books that had such a streak of luck as this sinful Jim with a charmed life.